The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
Let's get to your good news stories.
I need some good news.
Are you ready for some good news? Are you ready for some good news, man?
Well, some good news.
Well, I have some good news.
Really? Good news?
Tell them the good news.
Spit it out!
All right, let's get some good news out.
So a woman on Reddit posted a letter to DoorDash, the DoorDash driver, left in her mailbox, thanking her for a generous tip she left them on Christmas Eve. $100 on a $60 order. Now, they said they've been delivering food since losing their job last fall, and the tip was so out there, they couldn't stop crying. How about that, right? Have you heard about this kid yet? An 11-year-old in Colorado named Jude Coffey has autism and learned to play the piano without any lessons. He just, you know, he's naturally gifted, and people are actually comparing this 11-year-old to Mozart.
Well, here you go.
Basically, I listen to the song two times, maybe three, and then I, like, practice 3 hours a day.
Never ever did I even think about how do I go to Hollywood. No way. There is no way. So for us to be part of that, it is huge.
It's a miracle. That's what I always say.
Now, here's the best part. His parents don't have much money, so all he had was a cheap little keyboard, right?
Yeah.
But late last year, a guy who tunes pianos named Bill Magnuson heard this kid play and was so blown away.
Bought him a piano.
He paid $15,000 to buy the kid a grand piano.
Damn.
Now, it doesn't sound like Bill's super wealthy either. He actually had to use a chunk of his inheritance to buy this piano for this kid. He's also paying for lessons so Jude can get even better.
He's that good now. Imagine.
Now, he promised to tune the piano for him once a month for the rest of his life, this piano tuner. So this random piano tuner dropped $15,000 to buy this kid with autism a grand piano because he is simply so talented. How insane is that?
It's crazy.
Talk about paying it forward. So a guy in Vegas named Frank Steele opened a pizza place called Frankinson's 4 months ago. And he was struggling to even pay his rent until last week when a popular TikTok food reviewer came in. Now, the TikToker's name is Keith Lee. He lives in Vegas and has over 8 million followers. One of Frank's employees had reached out on their own and asked how much he'd charge to do a review on the place. Instead, Keith stopped in on his own last Monday, bought $80 worth of food, taste tested it on TikTok and loved it. And within hours, business was booming.
There you go.
I had this guy come in, and I like to ask my customers, you know, where you're from, what do you do? And he quietly said, I'm a food critic.
This is one of the best wings I've ever had. This is a 10.
Our phone never stopped ringing. I sold more lemon pepper wings in the last 2 days than I have in the last 4 months. It's just been overwhelming. It's been a blessing. This restaurant has been a dream of mine for 30 years.
Dang, he's choked up.
That guy sounds like he's from New York.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? So two things that Keith really loved at the restaurant were the garlic knots and the lemon pepper wings. Frank said he'd had more orders of those two items, as he just said there, in the last 2 days than he had in the last 4 months. And it looks like his business is actually going to survive now. In 1 week, that one TikTok review has racked up over 30 million views.
It's great, man.
How insane is that?
Turn his business around.
There you go. Use social media for positive things.
Yeah, and help the guy. Now his dream come true.
Good thing the reviews came out good.
Yeah, amen.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.